It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 3rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $43,056. ETH is up slightly at $2,304. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $301. Well, Marathon Digital will pay a $13.5 million termination fee to take full operational control of two recently acquired Bitcoin mining sites in Granbury, Texas, and Kearney, Nebraska. Hut 8, which had a $1.2 million monthly contract for managing the sites with over 4 years remaining, will cease its managed services by the end of April. Terminating the contract will allow Marathon to reduce operating fees and improve its Bitcoin mining costs at the site. Well, House Financial Services Committee Chair Patrick McHenry is working to repeal the SEC's Staff Accounting Bulletin No. 121, a measure that requires firms to record customer crypto holdings as liabilities on their balance sheets if they custody crypto. McHenry aims to overturn the bulletin, which he believes undermines consumer protection and leaves digital assets vulnerable. SAB 121 has faced criticism from crypto advocates for being illogical and bypassing the notice and comment process. The SEC has charged Brian Sewell, founder of the American Bitcoin Academy and his firm Rockwell Capital Management with fraud. Sewell targeted his students, encouraging them to invest in his crypto hedge fund that claimed to use artificial intelligence for generating returns. However, he never launched the fund and lost the investors' money after his digital wallet was hacked. Sewell and his firm settled the charges, with Rockwell Capital Management paying $1.6 million and Sewell paying over $200K. Well, Steve Christie, the former senior vice president of compliance at Binance, is returning to the company as deputy chief compliance officer. Christie had previously left the firm for health and family reasons. In his new role, he will help strengthen Binance's global compliance program and work with regulators and industry leaders to ensure compliance with regulatory standards. And finally, the lampooned NFT project Pixelmon, that faced criticism for its initial art reveal in 2022, gets the interim laugh after securing an $8 million seed round from investors including Animoca Brands. Pixelmon, which features mythical creatures and is owned by Pixelation Labs under LiquidX Studios, has been working to revamp its image, replacing their artwork, introducing a new leadership team, and launching a side-scrolling game in October of last year. Those moves boosted its NFT project's floor price. The funds will be used to develop a portfolio of casual and mid-core games that feature Pixelmon creatures. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.